good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us. Good morning, Ashley.
Buongiorno!
Today is Sunday, the 4th of July, and it's about 7:30 in the morning. And as you can hear from our voices, our batteries are recharged.
Oh, yeah.
And we are ready to go again. Let's see, what's been going on in the last week, well, the last few days since we talked?
Like 5 cooking classes.
Lots of cooking classes, lots of stuff going on. Some movement today. We have two new apartments arriving this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we took the afternoon off and went on a little day trip to the coast.
Speedo Central. Italian Riviera.
Adriatic Riviera. And we'll tell you a little bit about, we'll go through some of the towns between, we'll say, Rimini and Pesaro that you can visit, and it's not that far, about an hour in the car, and you get a beautiful look at the Adriatic coast.
It was gorgeous, and it was such a hot day yesterday, too, that to take this road, it's the, near Gabice Mare, and it's the Parco Naturale San Bartolo. And it was absolutely beautiful. And you're really shaded through parts of it. You go through the trees and stuff. So it was cooled down. And when we thought, oh, let's take a peek at Gabice Mare, we knew we wanted to get...
Well, let's talk about the starting from... If everyone wants to get out their map or atlas. And if you if you find a Rimini on a map, it's right on the coast. If you go over to the Adriatic Sea, right there in the middle of Italy, you'll find Rimini. And let's start going south from Rimini.
Riccione.
So Riccione is more of the young people.
Hipster.
Lots of tight speedos. Lots of techno music.
Let's go clubbing.
Lots of clubs.
Shopping.
Yeah, high-end shopping.
It is like, do strut your stuff, put on your tightest, pinkest jeans, or your shortest possible dress. Oh my god, one of those huge pieces coming right here. And, oh my god. So, it's just always a sight to see there, for sure.
For sure. And then, if you go south from Riccione, is Cattolica.
Mm-hmm.
And Cattolica is more family-ish, mm-hmm, no? Mm-hmm. A beautiful beach, lots of chairs and umbrellas to rent.
And then Gabice Mare is kind of like the Boca.
Yes. Gabice Mare, is, which is still the next town south of Cattolica, is more for the older crowd, a little bit nicer digs, a little quieter.
Excuse the chickens.
Excuse the chickens. They're going crazy. I don't think the beach is as nice there in Gabice Mare.
Well, and you walk down from a cliff a little bit.
There
but
are
it's
cliffs.
Still really cool. It's a cute little town, for sure.
And then if you go south of Gabice Mare, you enter the Parco Naturale di San Bartolo.
In the direction of Pesaro.
In the direction of Pesaro. And that's just about a 10-kilometer stretch of...
No, we only went through half of it. Then it goes on for another 11 kilometers.
Oh, okay. So almost 20 kilometers.
Yeah.
Of... undeveloped, totally natural land, beautiful birds.
Castello di Mezzo. Oh, but you're right, the birds, when you drove through it, that's all you could hear. That was so pretty.
It was beautiful. There's
got stuck behind a stinky bus.
Yeah.
The guy had no idea how to drive.
He didn't know how to drive. He was running people off the road all over the place.
So we slowed way back and let him get ahead of us, and you could just hear the birds. It was so nice.
Lots of flowers. There's... lots of different, there's a Castello di Mezzo that Ashley said, there's another big mansion type place, there's a beautiful fountain courtyard, there's a whole, there's 5 or 6 different
uh-huh.
stops throughout this park you can take. But it was so nice just to have a half a day off.
And then we went down to Fano and we found this nice little cove and jumped in the Adriatic. It was wonderful. You just needed to, like, run in and cool off.
It was. And the interesting thing is it's hotter on the coast and more humid on the coast than it is by us. As we were coming home last night in Fano, it was horrible. But as you start climbing in elevation, by the time you get up to us, there's much, much cooler,
mm-hmm.
a nice light breeze.
It just felt pleasant.
It did. It felt much, much more pleasant. Yeah, it's our little piece of paradise.
So, you did a ton of cooking classes and stuff, like I said, this week. And I thought maybe we could go over, like, a menu a week or, like, a cooking class that you did, just to give people an idea. of what they would eat or what's in season, and maybe you could go over one of your favorite ones.
Okay, so I'll pick maybe four of my favorite antipasta from this week that we did. Let's see, we've gotten much, much more organized. I have to start writing everything down that I make because the little slips of paper that I scribble everything on is...
they go everywhere.
They do go everywhere. Okay, so one of the things that we've been, since summertime, is that I love to do with poached meats or poached fish or even boiled potatoes or hard eggs is a salsa verde. And salsa verde is really, really, really simple. All it is literally translated to is green sauce, and it's a handful of parsley, a clove of garlic, a couple of anchovy fillets, a spoonful of capers. Chop all that up, add it to a pan, heat it slightly, put in about a third of a cup of olive oil, some chili flakes, and just kind of...
Chili flakes, really?
Yeah, a little bit of chili flakes. Mm. And then right at the end, a spoonful of vinegar or so. And all that stuff gets chopped up, and you just heat it slightly on the stove, just enough so the garlic loses its raw taste, but you're not browning anything. Very, very, very low heat in a very short amount of time. And, just kind of let that sit and do its thing for an hour or so all the flavors come together, and you spoon it on everything. Beautiful, delicious.
It's so light and really nice.
Peppers are in season right now, so we've been doing peppernata, which is just a simple stewed peppers. Literally an onion, a couple of cherry tomatoes, and a pepper or two, and you stew it down in a little olive oil. What else have we
been doing? I love the carpaccio zucchini.
So carpaccio zucchini, it sounds super fancy, but it's super easy.
And it
easy.
Looks great when you present it or have it out.
If you have a mandolin or some way to slice zucchini paper thin, lay it out on a plate, sprinkle a little salt and pepper over the top, a drizzle of olive oil, a shake of vinegar, and then just a couple chopped tomatoes or a little shaved parmesan or a little arugula over the top, and let it sit for 15 minutes, and that's it. Literally
done.
Carpaccio zucchini.
It's so good.
And
there's recipes for all of this stuff
recipe,
on our
yes.
blog as well.
And a crostini that we made the other day was the radicchio and stracchino.
Oh, I have to post that because that came out so good.
So stracchino is a soft cow's milk cheese, a little runnier than a cream cheese, and a little bit more tanginess,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more, it just has more taste than cream cheese.
It's delicious.
And just toast up some bread and spread that cheese on, and then we put a little bit of... radicchio, the long radicchio, not the ball, not the
it's
head
the
radicchio.
Stuff, right.
Yes, radicchio is a purple bitter in the lettuce family. It's tougher than lettuce, though. It's more like a cabbage leaf. And you just kind of chop it all up and throw it into a hot pan with some oil and garlic, and then a couple cherry tomatoes and cook it down. And the bitterness and the tartness of the radicchio is countered by the creamy fat, the creaminess of the cheese, and it goes wonderful together.
Do you think if you had stracchino, you'd put it on bagels? If we had
yes,
bagels?
Absolutely. I would trade cream cheese for stracchino on bagels any day.
I miss bagels.
Yes, I miss bagels
too.
What was
your favorite primo this week?
My favorite primo...
Oh, wait, I have to go back really quick. There was a crostini you made with the fresh mushrooms got you picked that morning, and that was phenomenal.
Yes.
What mushrooms were those?
We call them chanterelles, the little orange ones, orange horny ones.
They were so good, sautéed down.
Just sautéed down a little white wine. You put a spoonful of sausage meat in there just for a little fat and a half a handful of chopped parsley.
And rub it on toasted bread.
And spoon it on toasted mm-hmm. bread. The porcini risotto we made, because porcinis are coming around now. We finally got some heat. So for wild mushrooms, you need wet weather followed by good hot weather that'll make the mushrooms grow. So we're in the midst of some good hot weather, so the mushrooms have started to pop up. But not as great of a season as we thought it would
no.
be with how much water we had. But anyway. So yes, porcini risotto. Tons of fresh porcini.
And for Secundo? What would you say?
I would have to say I know it's boring. It's not... Well, I know it's just chicken, but the capons on the Giro Rosto. We made, mm-hmm. we put a couple of capons on the spit roaster this week and roasted them in front of the fire. And you put a little bit of, rub them down with a little lardo at the end to get them all nice and crispy. And that came out, I thought, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed down with a little rosemary and olive oil and garlic, and that's it.
Yes, please.
But another. What are your plans for on this Sunday? What are you doing?
We've got a ton of work to do. I've got to clean a bunch of rooms with you, and I need to weed some of the flower beds. The sunflowers look really good, and I need to work with my flowers today.
I have 5 bathrooms to clean.
Oh my god!
I need to make pasta because we're out of pasta.
Oh, and I need to clean the chicken coop. There were 7 eggs this morning.
Cooking class this afternoon.
Yep.
And then dinner.
And this afternoon you guys are going to do sauces, right?
We're going to do sauces. We'll do 5 or 6 sauces. We'll do a few vegetable sauces. There's classic ragu, gnocchi.
Yeah, because she said they have a lot of zucchini at their house. And so maybe you could teach her, like, this is quick zucchini pasta, too.
Of course, absolutely. I almost forgot. Yesterday was the Rally of San Marino.
Oh, yeah. Ring? Rev it up.
So, every year they have a rally.
What is it called? Ricky's Rubbin'?
Who?
Rubbin' Ricky's?
Rubbin's Racin'?
Yes.
This is rally cars. They go one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the Rally of San Marino, one of the stages is here through Pio Bico, Sant'Angelo in Vado, and Mercantello. And every year they come through, usually in June, but this year they're part of
May.
May or June, but this year they're part of the, international rally circuit.
The chickens are all walking home.
So it was a much bigger deal, but it was fun to...
And they changed their route. They came through Pio Bico this time.
Yeah, they changed it up a little bit, but it was fun to hear the engines through the valley all day.
So I have a funny story, because this year, the Regione of the Marche is supposed to be getting much stricter on their rules and regulations for having a swimming pool. We won't bore you with those details. But we were at the cafe Kikiriki in Urbania talking to Davide, or his brother. And remember we were talking about, he's like, oh my gosh, they're going to be checking everyone, and it's so strict. And I said, why? Perché? Perché è troppo stretta? And he said, communisti.
Because this region is full of communists.
And I thought that was so funny. Because when Italians seem to get frustrated with the bureaucracy of something, they say, it's communist. And it just always cracks me up. So much so that when we got a red card, someone stopped us and said, are you communists?
Because all communists just walk around in red.
I guess. We just got it red because that's what we got, but... That I thought was really funny.
Today in Urbania is the Sausage Festival.
Yes.
Fridays
throughout July in Cali, not too far from here. They're doing evening events. And doesn't it happen in Sant'Angelo and Vado soon? Or
August.
Wednesdays
and Wednesday nights.
Shopping in the Serra in the evening. All right.
But a lot going on in our little neck of the woods.
Feeling good.
Definitely, I feel much better this morning.
Yes.
Batteries recharged, ready to go, ready to take on the week.
Well, let's do our phrase of the week or word of the week.
All right, you do this one, because I think we've already done it. But
I don't think we've done it. And this one, I thought we would teach you something in dialect. So, throughout Italy, different dialects are spoken that people don't understand from one town to the next sometimes. And even Italians will say to each other, no, speak Italian, because I don't understand what you're saying. So, someone from Urbino won't necessarily understand the dialect from someone even as close as Pio Bico or Pecchio, which is only 20 kilometers away. So, let alone someone from Calabria to La Marche. So, in this area, if you're traveling and you want to totally surprise someone, I like to tell this to our guests, because, they're speaking English in the cafe. And I said, if you want to really shock someone in town, spit a little dialect.
So, if you're sitting there and you're getting up and it's time to go home, mm-hmm. You sit in the cafe, traditionally,
let's go home. It's what you'd say in English. And in traditional Italian,
Andiamo a casa.
Andiamo a casa. All right. Well, if you're in the Pio Bico, Apecchio, Urbania region, even Sant'Angelo and Vado, throw them a little curveball. Say it just a little bit louder so you know to perk someone's ears. Gimma chiesa.
Gimmo. Jima ke is a Jimo from the Latin to go, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So you could say Jima kesa, and really make sure you get that kesa. And they will stop in their tracks and crack up. It still happens with us. They know we speak Italian, but when we say a few words in dialect, it cracks everyone up. Is that not true?
It is true.
So, just another little one to put in your back pocket. If you try to use this in Rome, it will not work. It's a completely different version of the saying. But, well, that's my word of the week.
I like mine better last
week. Oh, my God. All right.
Thank you very much for everyone sending in their comments and questions.
And subscribing. Subscribing awesome.
On iTunes. I can't believe how many subscribers we have. That's awesome. Keep it going. Just thank you, guys. If you want have any suggestions or want us to talk about something in particular, please send us an email or send us a comment on iTunes.
And absolutely.
We will definitely fulfill your wishes.
Or shout-out requests.
All
right, have a great day.
So from the foothills of the Apennine Mountains, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next time. Have a great day.
Ciao.